106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Something we struggle with in the Bow Valley is the whole composting question. I think we're a very environmentally friendly community. We'd like to do a lot more composting, but with the wildlife concerns, we can't just be leaving food scraps out. Canmore Golf and Curling Club has come up with a unique way of trying something new here.
It's in conjunction with Christian Wright, who is an urban farmer and vermicomposter. He does the Alpine Edibles Schoolyard program as well.
Okay.
So he's developed a system to compost large amounts of organic material from the golf course. Now, we're talking grass clippings and the food waste from the kitchen is on the site. But it's going to be in a sea can, which I love to say sea can. I just picture a can in the shape of a sea, but it's one of those big storage containers. And they're just waiting for approvals from the town of Canmore and the province to get things going. Composting on a golf course in Canmore, even though it's in a can, what's the number one concern? Wildlife.
Yeah. And smell, I think, secondarily. I mean, is there going to be something smelling funny when you're teeing off in the ninth hole there?
What Christian has designed is a system that is working so fast. The worms are composting at a rate where there's no smell. And the way it goes, and I'm going to use my hands to describe it, even though we're on the radio, is that the worms are always at the top. You would chip all your material to increase surface area.
Tanya's making a little circle motion right now.
That's the wood chipper. Yeah. And then you spread it out, the worms compost, and then at the bottom is where you source your material. They used last year for a little trial period on one of the tea boxes. It's called the compost tea.
Oh, okay.
What I see here is like this is a possibility to take all the organic waste that's being produced by a golf course operation and put it to use as a fertilizer, keep it out of landfills, and maybe create a model that can be used at other golf courses, or maybe even a model that we can use for organics.
That's awesome.
Sometime in the future. The other thing that Christian's proposed is there's several plants that you can plant around it that are deterrents naturally to wildlife. They use that at the community garden. It's so great to see the passion for composting. Anyone in Canmore can vermicompost. All you need to do is get a hold of Biosphere Institute, and they have courses all the time. If you want to do it, they'll give you the seminar, and then they give you the bin that's already set up and the worms to do your own vermicompost at home, because the worms go so fast, your food isn't sitting there rotting.
That's awesome.